Have you ever asked yourself the question, what does God want from my life? Or to put it another way, what is God's plan for my life? What does God want me to do? The first reading, we have the story of Amos. Amos was, as he says, a shepherd, a dresser of sycamore trees, and he's called to leave his homeland, the land of Judah, and go to the neighboring land of Israel. Just to point out a little history there, they had all been one nation, one country, but there had been a rebellion and they broke off. The 11 tribes broke off from the one tribe of Judah. And of course, Judah was centered around Jerusalem. So Amos was from Judah, but he was sent to Israel to proclaim the word of God. And of course, they weren't too anxious to hear what he had to say, because he called them to repentance. He called them to a change of life. And none of us like to hear that message, that what we're doing is not what we ought to be doing. If you go to the gospel reading, we have another example of people who have been called. This time, the 12, the apostles. And Jesus sends them out two by two. And they are to go out with power over evil spirits, with power to heal the sick. And they too are to preach a message of repentance. In other words, a message of change your lives. Once again, a message that often we do not want to hear. Now, there's another part to that gospel reading which is very important. And that is the call to have faith or trust in God. Notice what Jesus says to them. They're not to bring extra clothes. They're not to put any money in their belts. Probably couldn't even bring their credit cards. They were just to wear the clothes on their back, the shoes on their feet, and they did have the luxury of a staff to walk with. But that was it. What was that all about? It was about trusting that if they went out to do what God had called them to do, they had to trust that God would take care of them, that He would give them what they needed to do the work that He had called them to do. Now, what is the message in all of this for us today? Well, you know, you and I have been called. Sometimes we may not really want to acknowledge that, but we have been called in baptism. Because in baptism, we are made members of the body of Christ. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, makes that very clear. He says, you are members of Christ's body. And so as members of Christ's body, we share the mission of Christ. And what is the mission of Christ? The mission of Christ is to gather into oneness the whole of the human family, so that at the end of time, He can present us to the Father as His great and eternal gift. That we will become so much one with Him that He gives us to the Father so that we can be with Him, praising and glorifying God for all eternity. In that second reading, we already begin to see a glimpse of that. Because Paul is talking about how we praise God for what He has done for us in Jesus Christ. And if you'll notice the wording in that reading, He uses it several times. In Him, in Christ. That we are members of Christ in virtue of our baptism. We have become one with Him. And so even now we have that task or that honor of joining Christ and giving praise and glory to God the Father. And that in union with Christ, we will somehow do that for all eternity. So our mission now is to give praise and honor to God our Father, but also to join Christ in drawing into oneness the whole of the human family. In other words, we too are to be witnesses to Christ. How do we do that? We do it first in our daily lives by the quality of the way we live. Do our lives, not our words so much, but do our lives proclaim Christ? Does our compassion, does our generosity, does our kindness proclaim Christ? Does our trust that God will care for us and watch over us, does that proclaim Christ? Do we proclaim Christ in our homes by the respect we show for one another? By the attention we give to one another? Do we proclaim Christ in our values that we go out into the street with, into our place of business, into the place where we shop or where we go to school? Is Christ proclaimed by the way we treat other people? Or do we proclaim something the opposite? You know, when we who claim to be members of Christ do not show compassion, when we do not show kindness, when we use one another for our profit or for our pleasure or for our convenience, we become a negative sign. And we do not build up the kingdom, but we tear it down. We have to remember that we are members of Christ Jesus. We are members in virtue of the day that we were baptized. And the way we live either proclaims Christ to the world, or in a sense it denies Christ to the world. We have a mission. And each of us must ask ourselves, how is God calling me to fulfill that mission? How well am I doing what God wants me to do? We can see in that first reading that it wasn't really convenient for Amos. Not only did he have to leave where he was, but he wasn't well received when he got there. And we know from the story of those early apostles that it wasn't convenient for them either. And of course, it wasn't convenient for Christ Jesus. It's not a matter of convenience. It's a matter of what is God calling me to do? What is God seeking from my life?